Welcome to Inspired Entrepreneur Radio with me, Nick Williams, co-founder of Inspired Entrepreneur. For the next 10 minutes, we're going to be delving into a subject that I think is really crucial to your happiness, your inspiration, and your success. And that subject is how to beat your inner critic. I'm going to be sharing some of my ideas, a couple of stories, and I'm going to be getting some tips from The Artist Way author, Julia Cameron.
People say to me, "Can you teach me how to be fearless?" And I say, no, but I can teach you how to have fear and do it anyway.
Julia has some really clever and practical strategies for beating your inner critic. So more from her later on. Now, I know that if you want to reach your potential, if you want to be as creative and as gifted and as entrepreneurial and as successful as you can be, you're going to need to learn how to beat your resistance. And I know that the inner critic is one of the most tangible forms that most of us have of our inner resistance. It's those voices that keep trying to diminish us and put us back in our box. 25 years ago, when I was considering leaving my corporate career to start my own business and follow my heart and be creative and start to write and things like that, my inner critic had a field day. It said, "Who do you think you are? Get back in your box. You're a computer salesman from Hornchurch in Essex. Nobody's ever going to listen to you. You've got nothing to share. You can't even keep yourself inspired for more than 2 minutes, and you're never going to be a source of inspiration to anybody else." So it had a field day with me, and it kept me in my box for a very long time. But gradually, I've learned how to kind of get past my own inner critic and release my own talent, my own potential, and my own creative gifts, and I'm doing okay with it. And if I'm honest, I still notice that at times I still have a very strong inner critic. It's still there. So I was wondering whether I was perhaps doing something wrong. So earlier in the year, I went to a creativity boot camp with Julia Cameron. Now, if you know Julia Cameron, she's the author of The Artist Way, amongst other books. She's been a million-selling author. She's probably one of the most passionate advocates of creativity on the planet. I really admire her and her work, but I'd only admired her from a distance, and I managed to spend 2 days with her, as well as 300 other people in this workshop in London. And I asked her, and she very kindly agreed to have 10 minutes with me so I could ask her a couple of personal questions. So one lunchtime I sat with her, and she very kindly answered a few of my questions. And one of my questions was, does she still have resistance? And people could look at you and go, "You've been a screenwriter, you've been a journalist, you've got 32 books under your belt. You know, you've obviously got a handle on resistance." Now, I'm guessing that's probably not completely true, is it? That it's something you've just learned to handle, is that right?
Well, people say to me, "Can you teach me how to be fearless?" And I say, no, but I can teach you how to have fear and do it anyway. And that's been my own story. And as I get smarter and older and more accomplished, my inner critic gets smarter, older, more accomplished. It makes a little dust storm every time I try to work. And I call my critic Nigel. And
it's a nice way to humanize it, isn't it?
Well, if you can make a cartoon character out of your critic, it makes it so much less powerful than if it's just this vague negative force.
Yeah.
So mine is Nigel, and Nigel tells me my books are no good. I have to go to my publisher and say, "Nigel is killing me. Can you take a look at this book for me and tell me if it's any good?" And he'll look at it and he'll say, "Actually, it's fine." But Nigel is still very present.
Now, I personally found that very reassuring to realise there was nothing wrong with me for still having an inner critic after all these years of personal growth work and everything that I've done. I'll tell you a quick story just how my inner critic got me last year. You may have even read my latest book, The Business You Were Born to Create. I started writing it in December 2009, and I wrote it for about a month or so, and then my inner critic got me, and I stopped writing it, and I just abandoned it. Then I picked it up again in May 2010. And started writing it, and I really got past my inner critic this time, and I wrote it, and I got it all ready, and I got it edited, and I sent it to my publishing partner, who was going to get it printed for me, and I was just so thrilled. I thought, I've really beaten my resistance. So we had a book launch event lined up for December the 16th last year, 2010. And 2 days before the book launch event, I went to pick up the books from Ed, who's my publisher. And I was just thrilled. I nearly wept at how beautiful the book looked and how proud of it I was. And I just kind of held it in my hand for a couple of minutes and went, this is fantastic. And then gradually this other thought started creeping in. And this other thought was, you know, nobody has really read this book. You know, only Ed, the publisher, and my editor have really read it. And what if actually they didn't think it was very good, but they just didn't have the heart to tell me? And I started going into this big panic thinking, oh, I've got this book launch event coming up and there's 100 people coming. And what if I give them all a copy of the book and they don't like it and I'm going to look stupid? And part of me was saying I should burn all the books and I pretend I never wrote it and I should cancel the book launch event. And the truth was, I actually had trouble really enjoying the book launch event, even though 120 people came. And I've subsequently had really good feedback for the book, and I'm now really glad I wrote it. But for those 2 days before the book launch event, my inner critic just almost came out of nowhere to really do a hatchet job on me, and I really suffered for those couple of days, if I'm honest. So I'm saying that to reassure you that whatever inner critic you have, it's natural, it's normal, there's nothing wrong with you for having it. But then the other thing I want to talk to you about in the show is, what else can you do? So Julia very eloquently talked about, you know, humanizing your inner critic so that it has less power over you, so that you begin to shrink it. But then the other side of beating your inner critic, I think, is to strengthen your own core of creativity. Because the core thing is, your critic is not who you are. Your critic is the voice of that ego part of you that's talking to you. It's not the spiritual part of you. It's not the essential creative soul part of you. That's a different part of your identity. So I think the other way that we start to learn how to deal with our inner critic is to give strength and power and turn up the volume on the indwelling spirit that's in you. So I asked Julia Cameron, how does she strengthen that part of herself? So how have you developed, I would almost call it like a professional core, so there's a part of you that's bigger than your resistance. How do you empower that?
This is where we're talking about morning pages. Morning pages are 3 pages of longhand morning writing that you do every day. And what that does is make it clear to you, I'm going to try and work today. I feel resistance. I think it's Nigel. Oh, dear God, it is Nigel. How can I go to work despite Nigel? And what happens with morning pages is there's no wrong way to do them. So you start out and you say, I'm tired and I'm grumpy. And you'll hear your little Nigel perk up and say, oh, how negative you are. But there's no wrong way to do morning pages. So you say to your little Nigel, thank you for sharing, and I'm going to keep right on going. And that skill becomes portable and moves with you to your work life. So then when you sit down to work and Nigel shows up, you can say to Nigel, Nigel, I'm working. I also say to Nigel, it's just a rough draft. Nigel is sort of gullible, and if you tell him it's a rough draft, he lets me off the hook.
Great. So you've developed some really clear strategies to strengthen your creative core.
Yes, I make Nigel a character, and I outsmart him, courtesy of Morning Pages. I miniaturize him.
Since I met Julia in February, I've certainly been doing my morning pages every morning, and I can really testify to what a difference it's made in my life. I've done it occasionally in the past, but I've done it consistently since I met her, and it really does help. So enjoy beating your inner critic by humanizing it, by shrinking it, by making it less powerful over you, and by strengthening your own creative core. I want to finish off this week's show by sharing a quote from a friend of mine called Alan Cohen, who's a spiritual teacher who lives in Hawaii. He says, if you gave your inner genius as much credence as you gave your inner critic, you would be light years ahead of where you now stand. Great advice. Give your inner genius more power and pay less attention to that inner critic. Thank you so much for listening. Remember that you can find much more help, support, and inspiration for your creative and entrepreneurial spirit at inspired-entrepreneur.com. In the next show, I'm going to be talking to Richard Barrett, who's one of the UK's leaders on culture, values, and leadership, about how we move from ego consciousness to soul consciousness. I look forward to your company next time. Bye-bye.